Okay, so welcome everyone. Welcome to this special auspicious occasion. It's very lovely to see you all here. Special welcome to those of you who've travelled from afar to be here today. It's very lovely to have you all here, where we're just marking the opening of the Sangharakshita Library. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Vajra Gupta. I'm one of the team that lives and works here at Adhisthana. Banti's not here today with us. He's over the road. Unfortunately, he's not well enough to be here. But of course, he knows this is happening. He'll be very aware of us being here on this special occasion today. So there's been a lot of talk for quite a few years about the library. Some of you will remember it being debated in Shabda and people talking about this library that was going to happen one day. So finally, here it is. We are now sitting in the Sangharakshita Library. After all those years of talk and, well, sometimes debate, and sometimes people being a bit sceptical and saying, why do we need a library? And you can look things up online, and what's the point of having a library? I remember various discussions like that in the pages of Shabda and so on. So I think, yeah, for quite a long time, I don't think we really understood what the Sangharakshita Library was about. I don't think anyone was really able to articulate what it was for and what it was about. But now it's finally here and it's real and the books are on the shelves, and the books aren't just in a sort of basement somewhere, but they're on shelves with room to breathe. You can already start to feel what the library is about, because it's not just a library, it's Sangharakshita's library. It's the collection of books, a lifetime collection of books of the founder of our Buddhist movement, the founder of our Sangha. And of course, books have been extremely important to Sangharakshita. He's a great reader. He's a great thinker. He's a writer as well. He's seen himself very much as a translator, translating the Dharma for a new culture, for a new time, and so on. So books have been extremely important to him. They're a real part of who he is. So the Sangharakshita Library is a place where we can really connect with Banti, where you can really connect with Sangharakshita. And not just us, for people in the future, future generations of people coming into Triratna, this library will be a place in which they can get a real tangible sense of Sangharakshita and who he was and what he thought about and, well, many, many things. Pity Davey's going to tell you a bit about the library in a bit, and there's all sorts of stories behind many of the books that are in this library. So it's not just a library, it's the Sangharakshita Library. It's Sangharakshita's collection of books. So yes, today we're just going to mark that by talking a little bit about the significance of the library, of the Sangharakshita Library. Mainly Vidya Devi's going to do that, as I said, by talking about the history of the library and, you know, where it's come from and how it comes to be here today. Then I'm going to say a few words after that, just thanking a few people who've been involved in creating this beautiful space more recently, and talking a bit about the role of the library in Adhisthana. We've also got a book launch, which Vidya Devi is going to talk about. So after we've spoken, there'll be a chance to wander around and look in the various rooms. There'll be the chance to buy the book. There's also various artworks on display. So there are rupas and tankas from Banti's collection on display. So do go and have a look at those. For example, up on the balcony there, there's the eight manifestations of Padmasambhava. Very, very beautiful tankas that Banti, I think, bought in Kalimpong years and years ago. And I was just hearing at lunchtime, those have not been on display for 25 years. Yeah, they've been carefully stored in Majjhimaloka because they're very precious and very delicate. So this is the first time in 25 years they've come out, and they're only on display for one day. So today is your chance, you know, to go and see those beautiful Buddhist works of art, because they're very sensitive to light, so we're just going to put them up today and then store them away safely again. One more thing to mention is, afterwards, when you're wandering round, two more things actually, there'll be tea and cake. So Mani Garba, Samachitta and Amla Vajrav are going to go up in popularity later on, because they've made fantastic cake for us. So that will be served over in the dining area on both levels afterwards. And also, Banti has bought us a visitor's book. So the books that Vidya Devi is launching will be on sale in there. But on another table in there, there's a little blue visitor's book which Vanti's bought for us. So it'd be lovely if we all go and sign that. And I'm sure we'll take it over to him later on and he'll see who was here on the occasion of opening his library. So now I'm just going to briefly introduce Vidyadevi, who's going to talk to us. I've been really grateful for Vidyadevi's involvement and help in the last couple of months, because we had this building being developed by various other people, and then over the way there was boxes and boxes with 10,000 books in them. And really luckily for us, Vidyadevi saw the kind of need for someone to kind of organise this, and she organised a band of helpers to, you know, put the books on the shelves in the proper way, in the proper order, and just be involved in various discussions and shaping up of how the library's going to work, how it's going to be used, how it's going to be part of the life of Adistana on a day-to-day basis. And it's been a real delight working with her. I've really appreciated her input, and she's a very lovely, friendly, helpful, straightforward, intelligent, creative person to work with. It's been, yeah, just lovely having that working relationship. And of course, she's the perfect person for the job, because she's also someone who has had a life very much involved with books. She also reads and writes and edits and sells books and publishes books. So yes, she's someone whose life has been very, very much about books and connection with that whole world. And of course, she's got a very strong connection with Banti, personal friendship with him, but again, has been his editor over many, many years, worked with him on many, many spoken word books, and more recently, the Essential Sangharakshita and the book on meditation and so on. Yes, it's my pleasure to introduce Vidyadevi. She's going to talk to us about the history of the library, and the title of her talk is Gathering Wisdom While We May. So please welcome Vidyadevi.